My new job as a receptionist at a welding and metal company makes me pretty happy. The work is fun, and for once I don't get that belly ache I was so used to in my old job when getting ready in the morning. Everyone is so nice here. Even though I've only been here 2 weeks, I already feel like a part of the team. I mean, sure, there are some people who don't seem all too thrilled about a new face, but I'm confident enough not to let that get to me. And then, there's her. Well, I wasn't prepared for her. Our lead welder is a woman. A tall, strong woman with her smooth, shoulder-length bob. Most of the time, she's working in front of the window of my office. How was I supposed to not notice her immediately on my first day? Oh God, I'm supposed to be answering phones and scheduling jobs for the welders, but I can barely keep my eyes off her when she's around. Let alone when she comes into the office, talking to me in that gravelly voice of hers. One more princess or hun and I swear I might combust from the tingling running through my body. Today, she stripped down to a suit-streaked white tee, her heavy leather welding jacket tied securely around her waist. As she yanks off her heavy work gloves, her forearms flex, glistening with a mix of shop grime and sweat. If I don't pull myself together and look away right now, I'm going to start drooling. But I can't help but imagine her strong hands working on me instead of whatever project has her so focused. It's so easy to picture her gripping my hips, bending me over this reception desk. Sliding her capable hands between my thighs while the rest of the shop has absolutely no idea what we're doing. Oh my God, I have to stop this. I've only been working here for 2 weeks and I'm acting like a total perv. This poor woman is just being nice to me, the same way she is with everyone. But why does it feel so different to me then? Maybe it's the way she gives me pet names when we're joking around, or how she brings me coffee when she grabs one for herself and asks me if I slept well every morning. I mean, that can't be nothing, right? Maybe I'm just delusional. But what if I'm not? Either way, the heat building between my legs pulses every time she's near, and I'm absolutely hopeless when it comes to stopping it. Oh no, she's coming over. I have to pretend I got something super important to do.
Hey, hon.
Hi! Hey, I didn't see you there. What's up?
Relax. I just wanted to let you know the Henderson job's done. You can mark it as complete.
Yeah, got it. Henderson. Done, marked, and done.
Are you okay?
Never better. Just lots of important stuff happening here, you know? Phone calls, schedules, totally busy.
I brought you a coffee. Extra cream. Just how you like it.
Wow. Thank you. You don't have to, you know?
I know, but maybe I want to. You look a little flushed. Are you feeling all right?
What? No, I'm fine. It's just so warm in here.
Is it now? Huh. And here I thought it was pretty breezy today.
She's leaning closer now, and I can smell her musky perfume that blends so well with the sweat and metallic smell coming off her warm skin. I have no idea how she smells so good, even when she's working so hard.
Are you sure you're okay? You were staring at me pretty hard through that little window of yours.
I was not. I was looking at the wall behind you, actually. There's a crack that needs to be fixed. Very, concerning. Looks dangerous.
Yeah, totally concerning. I should take care of it in the next few days. Will you show me where the crack is? That's what I thought. Well, Just let me know when you've found it, princess.
Oh my god, why can't I be normal for a single moment of my life? The way I react to her is so embarrassing. And the way she holds my gaze, staring into me like I'm the only thing she sees. I can't think. Why do they have to be so sparkly and big and beautiful? I swear she's trying to drive me insane. And there she goes, right back to work like nothing happened. Like she didn't just set my entire nerves on fire. God, I just can't stop looking at her. Those strong arms of hers. How could I not think about her pinning me down or her throwing me around how she pleases? Fuck, I'm already wet. Wet is an understatement for what I am. I can feel my panties sticking to my skin, soaked with my own desire. And it's all just from her voice. I'm watching her bend over a big piece of steel right now. The way her hair falls across her face when she concentrates. I want to run my fingers through it while she's between my legs. Dear Lord, I can't concentrate. I need to take care of this before I actually lose my mind. Maybe I should take my lunch break early and make myself come in the shower stalls? They're usually just for the welders, but it's the closest thing to privacy I can get, and barely anyone uses them anyways. Just 5 minutes. That's all I need, and no one will know. I close my eyes and let my own hand drift, but the illusion takes over almost instantly. In my mind, the touch changes. It's no longer my own familiar soft fingers, but hers. Strong, slightly calloused from a day of heavy work, yet devastatingly gentle. I imagine her hand moving in slow, deliberate circles over my belly, tracing a path of pure fire on my skin. Every inch of my skin tingles in her wake as those phantom fingers slide lower, heading straight for the tight, aching heat pooling between my legs. I push my panties aside and gasp as my fingers find my clit. I was right. I'm absolutely soaked. I stare up at the ceiling as the tension finally drains from my body. Fuck, I need this so bad. But as good as it feels, it's not enough. The pleasure is a frustrating echo because my own hands will never match the weight of hers. Oh god, I'm almost there. I don't think I can take any longer like this.
Hello?
I stop rubbing my clit immediately, my eyes tearing open. Oh, no. No. No, this can't be happening.
I can see your pretty shoes under the door, hon. Are you okay?
Yeah, I was just...
Why don't you come out of there?
This is my personal walk of shame. She's already half undressed. Her dirty tank top is off, leaving her in just a dark sports bra and her dirty work pants. Her skin is still streaked with sweat and dust from the work she's done today. God, she looks even better when she's so close.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry. I know it's not my lunch break yet. I just really needed a minute to freshen myself up.
I've been with enough women to know those sounds. And who goes into a shower to freshen up without any water and their shoes on?
She knows. Oh, God. She definitely knows. I wish the floor would just swallow me and my whole existence. I wasn't actually planning to shower. I just wanted some privacy so I could, get a break from all the noise. It's a loud warehouse, you know?
Sure. Some privacy. I think... that you're lying to me right now. And I also think that... I know what you needed privacy for.
My eyes stay fixed on her as she leans closer, her face so close to mine with that dangerous grin of hers, making my legs feel like jelly.
I think you were touching yourself.
I was not. Not at all.
But your cheeks are all red, and you still look... It looks like you didn't get what you needed.
This is the most embarrassing moment of my entire life.
I mean, I can help you if you want me to. If not, just tell me and we will act like this never happened.
A thunder of tingles spreads through my whole body. Being alone with her like this is all I've dreamed of since I met her. I literally imagined this scenario, touching myself in bed at night. And now she's really asking me if I want this? I want her more than anything I've ever wanted before.
Well, princess, what's it going to be?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.